what can I say? I know there's no way to repay you, only to offer you my praise. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery. Each day I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. It's deeper,
it's wider,
it's stronger,
it's higher,
it's deep,
it's deeper,
it's wider,
it's wider. Amazes me. Your grace still amazes me.
Thank you, Linda, Steve, and Jerry, for that special number. And before we begin with what I feel led to share today, I just want to make comment about the service so far. So we start with Linda singing about Jesus loves me. And then we go on to Evelyn, not sure what to share and doesn't know if it's going to be a blessing, and yet a lot of what she has to share is in the message today, or thoughts about that are going to be in the message today. And the special music, you know, his grace, his love. It's wonderful how God brings all this together, as I hope you'll see here in a very short time. So, most of you probably remember that I have a few sheep. Well, actually, more than a few, or as Deb sometimes says, too many. Each year, those sheep create a fairly significant amount of waste that needs to be hauled out to the field spring and fall. Now, about now, you're beginning to wonder, where's he going with this? How's this going to come out? How does this have to do with any message? Well, I'll explain in a minute. Most of you also know that I'm a member of the Gideon's International, which I will share about next Sunday when I give an update on the ministry work that we do. But I want you to know that Gideon's in our camp meet weekly on Saturday mornings. And while we're there, we read scripture, we share prayer concerns, and we pray. Last Saturday, not yesterday, but the week before, I shared a couple praises as we went around the table, and a couple prayer requests, one of which was my desire to finish hauling out the sheep manure from my buildings and lots to the field. You know, the whole thing was that the snow we had the weekend before had made me a little nervous, a little concerned, and somewhat anxious that I might not get that job done before winter set in for good. So at the conclusion of our meeting, one of the guys mentioned that this was the first time he had participated in a prayer time where manure was brought before the Lord in prayer. Well, we laughed about it, as you have. And on the way home, I got to thinking about the question, does Jesus care about manure? Or more specifically, does Jesus care about my anxiety about getting my sheep pens cleaned before winter? For today's message, I'll be reading some various scriptures as well as sharing some personal experiences as we look more in depth at that question, does Jesus care? It was the summer of 1982. I had graduated from high school 2 years earlier. Classmates and friends had gone off to college, to the military, or full-time employment, but I was struggling to know what to do with my life. In the meantime, I was helping a neighbor farmer spring and fall with his field work, and then also helping my dad on his dairy farm the rest of the time. The longer that I struggled with my future, the more confused and frustrated I became. Should I enter the workforce? And if so, doing what exactly? I could go to college, but what should I major in? I wanted to get on with my life, but I didn't know what that step should look like. And to top it off, God seemed distant and unavailable, even though I'd been praying about it. Well, one late summer day, I was walking out to the pasture to encourage the cows to come home for milking. And as I was walking, I was thinking about these things. It was a very calm and quiet day, probably in August, and it was just very quiet, very calm. And I was about a third of the mile from home when all of a sudden I heard someone say, "Tim." It was not loud. It was about like I just said it. And it sounded like it was someone maybe two or three steps behind me. Startled, I spun around, expecting to see that someone had followed me out there, snuck up on me as I was deep in thought. There was nobody there. To this day, I don't know where that voice came from. Was it my imagination? Perhaps I heard it in my head. Was it Jesus? I don't know. But I do know this, that I felt a real peace come over me from that point on. Because it really doesn't matter what it was. I felt that peace of Jesus, that he cared about me, and my confusion, and my frustration, and that he would lead me in his time. I had not had a peace like that since I had graduated from high school 2 years earlier. Perhaps you struggle with confusion lately, wondering about a particular decision or a direction that you should take. Perhaps it's caused you doubt about whether Jesus cares about your thoughts, your sleepless nights, your anxious days. Matthew 9, 35 through 36 says this, "And Jesus went through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." And I want you to focus on, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed. Think about that, harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. If you're feeling harassed or helpless, Jesus cares. If you're confused about a particular direction or decision, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, wants to lead you. Let him do that today. Perhaps today you're struggling with a material or physical need. Maybe the paycheck tends to run out before the month does. Or you're facing an unexpected large expense that you hadn't had any clue of how you're going to pay for it. Or maybe it's a dark, dreary cloud that seems to be hanging overhead lately, and you're just struggling to find the energy to make it through each day. Does Jesus even care? In Matthew 15, 32, 38, there's a story about a multitude that had some immediate needs. And it goes like this. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I'm unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, where are we going to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed such a great crowd? And Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7 and a few small fish. And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. Does Jesus care about our physical needs and limitations? He does. And he's there to help just when we need him. And I like that portion. It's not up there anymore, and that's okay. But I like the portion where he says, I'm not willing to send this crowd away. They're going to faint along the way. And you know what? He's not willing that we should struggle. Sometimes he allows it. There's no question. But he's not willing. He wants to care for us. And he does care for us. Well, perhaps you're afraid today. Does fear of the unknown or the known seem to have you in its grip? If so, you're not alone. Fear is one of the biggest causes of health issues in America today. Many years ago, when our kids were small, one of them was particularly afraid of thunderstorms. Although we tried many a method to calm and reassure him, he would still be petrified at the first signs of lightning and the soft distance of the rumbling of thunder. So one summer night, in the middle of one such storm, I decided to try a different approach. I walked downstairs with him, opened the front door to expose the storm through the storm door, and I pulled up a chair. Then I took our son in my arms, and we sat and watched the storm together. I reassured him that he could trust me, that he was safe, and that God was always there. Does God care when we're afraid of the storm? The disciples faced one such storm in Mark 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Perhaps you've faced storms in the recent past, or maybe you're in the middle of one right now. The disciples faced that storm too. It was a literal one for them. And maybe it was more than that even, but it certainly was that. But Jesus cared about the storm they were going through. And he cares about yours as well. Like I said, it could be an actual literal storm. Just a whirlwind around you that just wants to just knock you down. Or it might be something more figurative that's going on in your mind or in your heart. Either way, you can be sure that Jesus cares. Maybe you or a loved one has been recently diagnosed with a serious illness. We talk about these all often in our prayer requests. It could be a disease, it could be another health condition, but it's something serious in their life. Have you ever found yourself asking, Does Jesus care? It was the summer of 1995. I was approaching my 33rd birthday, and some of you may have heard me share this before, but I'll go ahead and repeat it. I was approaching my 33rd birthday when I began experiencing severe headaches in my temple area. And those headaches episodes would last a couple minutes to close to an hour. The pressure made it seem like my head was in a vise that was being squeezed tighter and tighter. It was so intense, it was like a headache that a person gets when they eat ice cream too fast. Except that it didn't go away in a few seconds. I oftentimes wished I could just pass out from the pain. And of course, I had all the tests and was finally diagnosed with a condition called cluster headaches, for which I began taking medication, although it didn't seem to be helping very much. One Saturday night, I started having a headache about 1 a.m. And per my usual custom, I got up and began pacing, because that seemed to be the only thing that really worked, just waiting for it to end. It didn't. By 2 a.m., I was becoming very frustrated. I remember calling out to God, "Don't you care what I'm going through?" Then I pleaded with God to take the headaches, all of them, away. After a few minutes, the headache subsided, and I was able to get a few hours sleep, which I was thankful for. Does Jesus care about your health issues? The Gospels are full of countless examples of how much Jesus cared for those in need of healing. And so many examples that I had a hard time choosing one to share with you. But in Mark 1, 40 through 42, this encounter happened. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." And I like the next words, "Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and he touched him and said to him, 'I will be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean." You may be going through a new, unexpected health scare. Or you may be dealing with an ongoing health condition where it's difficult to see the improvement or the healing that you really desire. But I can tell you assuredly that no matter what your struggle is, never doubt that Jesus cares, because he does. There are times that a friend or a family member's health condition deteriorates to a point where hospice is the final step before they pass into eternity. Other times, we have the shock of receiving that unexpected phone call that none of us wants to receive. There's been an accident, or it happened so fast. Does Jesus care when the tears never seem to cease? Does he care when the pain of separation and the loneliness that quickly follows never fully subsides? Luke 7, 11 through 15 tells of a widow who lost her only son. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Yes, even in times of the finality of death, Jesus cares. You might be wondering about the outcome of the personal experiences that I've shared today. I am intentionally not finishing those stories. However, if you really want to know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to put it, please feel free to ask me at any time. In our scriptures today, Jesus demonstrates his care and compassion by meeting people's needs. He healed the sick, he calmed the storm, he fed the hungry, and he raised the dead. But I want you to understand that this is not a message trying to answer the question, he did that for those people. Why doesn't Jesus always answer our prayers the way I want? That's not what the message today is, or the purpose of the message today. That is a topic for another time. What I really want us to remember today is that Jesus cares. He had compassion on the harassed and helpless crowd who were like sheep without a shepherd. He had compassion for the multitude that was hungry and weak after listening to him speak for 3 days. He provided peace for his frightened disciples in the midst of the storm, even when they doubted his care. He was moved with pity for the man with leprosy, actually physically touching him in the process. And he had compassion for the widow after death had taken her only son. And he has loved and cared for me countless times in my life. Does Jesus care? The answer is always an emphatic yes. I want to close with this verse from 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Amen. I'd encourage you to stand at this time if you are able. And we have a hymn that isn't in our book. It's going to be on the screen. Some of you may not be familiar with it, but we'll try to get through it as best we can. It's called Does Jesus Care? And so I'd encourage you to stand and we'll sing that together. Okay, Linda will play it all the way through once so you get the idea of the melody.
Dreary, I know my Savior cares.